Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
KVJ cuts.
We're gonna see how good you are making predictions, and when any of these things hits, we're gonna check to see who made the prediction, if anybody got it right. I've got five different categories for you. We were just talking about Red Lobster considering filing Chapter 11 to reorganize their debt. So which major chain restaurant is going to be the next to go out of business? Is it going to be Red Lobster or is it something else? What are you going to choose? What do you think? All right, Virginia, I'm going to let you take the first crack at this. Which restaurant is going to be the first to go out of business?
I kind of liked the guess of Outback.
Outback Steakhouse. Okay.
I get nervous for her. I think about her all the time.
I just think there's so many other amazing steak options, like Outback.
Ooh. Every time there's a knock at the door, you wonder, are you getting that bad news?
Yeah.
Outback is dead.
Alice Springs Chicken, I mean, that is pretty much the only thing that they got that is, like, stellar.
Not true. Their cheese fries are outstanding.
The Blooming Onion is great.
Their salads are delicious.
I don't know about that.
Their potato soup is delicious. Their bread...
Wow, what a Casey's making, huh?
When's the last time you went?
Not that long ago with my family, and I will say I tripped over three tumbleweeds getting to my table.
Damn.
Bird, what's your pick? Next major chain restaurant's going to be the next to go out of business.
I feel like it's going to be a very cold weekend for a Fridays coming up in the future.
Fridays, okay.
I think people are over Friday, and I don't know, man. I'm nervous for them, too.
Yeah, it's they're on my list. In fact, I have a hit list of a few that I put down. And Red Lobster's up there. TGI Fridays was on it. I got my eye on Bubba Gump's. And the one I'm going to go with, I'm going to put down, is Mellow Mushroom. They're disappearing like crazy in South Florida.
They are, man.
Yep. Mellow Mushroom's my pick.
This segment depresses me.
Oh, just wait. We're warming up.
Get your tissues out.
Which celebrity is going to be the next to have a big scandal? Who's on deck? What do you think? Bird, you got a feeling on this?
I do.
Who?
Clive Davis.
Clive Davis.
I think
okay.
He's going to be the big one to fall, and then there's going to be a lot of stuff that goes down.
Okay. All right. Virginia, do you have a guess on this? Celebrity have a big scandal on deck.
Big, huge scandal on deck.
Yeah.
They tried to get him, but they didn't get him yet. I think it'd be fun if they came for Andy Cohen. It's kind of like wild.
Oh, Andy Cohen?
The rumors behind the scenes are fascinating.
About him trying to get people to do drugs and all that.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay.
Oh, if they got the receipts, he'll go down.
Right.
I'm going to throw just a wild card out here. Johnny Knoxville. Johnny Knoxville.
If you listen to Bam Margera on this podcast called Dumb Blonde,
yeah,
he says some stuff about Johnny Knoxville, and he tells his side of everything that I had never heard. Fascinating.
Okay.
Take a listen to Dumb Blonde podcast with Bam Margera talking about Johnny Knoxville. Fascinating.
He does not paint him in a good light?
No.
Yeah, okay. But Johnny Knoxville could do the same thing about Bam Margera, which they all have done to Bam Margera. Have you heard Bam talk sometimes about stuff? He doesn't always make the best decisions.
He doesn't, but I think he just got messed over by a lot of people that took advantage of him, too. I mean, I know he's made bad decisions, but when I listened to it, I was like, wow, I hadn't heard the full story.
Well, I bet Johnny Knoxville is absolutely tough to work with. He was the star of it. He was in charge.
There was all that kind of stuff going around when they were making the Dukes of Hazzard movie, Jessica Simpson and all that, and I think that there's going to be some scandalous type of behaviors that are going to come out.
Oh, they'll do a documentary about how the guys at Jackass were mistreated. Meanwhile, they're stapling their nards to each other.
Okay, which celebrity is going to be the next to get arrested? I'm going to go with the safer bet on this one. Not a big wild card. I'm going to go Kodak Black again. You just can't stop getting arrested, so I'm going to go for a safer pick on that one. Bird, who do you think is going to be the next to get arrested?
I got Machine Gun Kelly for some reason.
Okay.
It's my wild card
MGK.
Pick.
Right.
Him and Megan Fox are broken up. He's out there in the wild. Yeah. He's going to do something stupid.
I've heard him in interviews. I feel like he can lead with emotion in a way that could get him arrested.
Virginia, next celebrity to get arrested.
I'm pulling for the Diddy.
Diddy.
I'm pulling for Diddy.
All right.
It's low-hanging fruit.
Okay. Which celebrity couple will be the next to break up?
This is easy for me.
Yeah?
I think TikTok, it is over. Ben Affleck and J-Lo.
Funny.
There's already reports she's sick of his smoking.
Yeah.
It's his only vice he's got left, in quotes.
Uh-huh.
And from my sources, from the dirt of the J, she is not happy with it. At first, she was like, oh, yeah, you can smoke. But in typical J-Lo fashion, she wants him to change, and she hates it.
Wow.
And there's talks. The internet's coming for J-Lo. He don't want to deal with it. He's not always great with his emotions. He's going to go on a bender. It is over.
Over, huh? Wow. I had that down originally, but I'm going to change. I'm going to think up another couple so that I'm not.
You had that too?
I did. That's so funny you said that. Yeah, I had it written down before. Because I agree with everything you said.
There's hard times. It's going to be a cold summer.
I agree. I see it coming. I'm the same way. Virginia, give me a chance to think of another couple. Who would you go with here next to break up?
I am so excited for this breakup because I know 100% that it's going to happen. And she's going to start a podcast and tell all the goods and write a book. Kanye and Bianca. I can't wait to hear all the details.
Kanye and Bianca.
I think it's an arrangement. I don't think they are a real couple. They probably aren't having relations. I think it's all a ruse that he put together to mess with Kim Kardashian by finding a lookalike and then parading her all around.
He's certainly going for the long con.
He is. She's going to spill the beans, though, and she's going to do a podcast.
Okay. All right, I'm going to throw out, you know what? I'm going to take a Hail Mary. I'm going to just take a Hail Mary, and I'm going to go Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
Oh, that's a good one.
I would not be shocked to see that. I think that's going to get real old.
Because there's just a lot of things. Look, he's turned his back on family. He's renounced his British citizenship. There's just a lot of stuff. He is radically in a different pond than where he used to be.
They can't turn on each other. If they turn on each other, you're right.
And they've got this Netflix deal, and honestly, I don't think either of them have the chops to pull it off.
They don't.
And I think they're going to have a lot of pressure on both of them very soon. And inwardly, if they start fighting, curtains, baby.
You're about to see some real corny content.
Yep. All right, final one here. Celebrity that will be the next to die. All right. Who's going to be? All right, I've got a few that I'd had here, and you can always go older, and, you know, the one that's just right there, and God bless her, she looks fantastic, she's doing great, but boy, she is like 90-something. Carol Burnett would be an easy if you're going for age, but I'm going to try something. I'm going to do a little bit of a curveball here. Bird already mentioned him. I'm going to put in Machine Gun Kelly.
Wow.
Wow.
Yes, right?
That's crazy.
Okay, yep, that's who I'm putting in there. All right. What you got over there, Bird?
I got Robert De Niro.
Okay. All right. I see. And Virginia?
I'm looking forward to this guy finally getting his judgment day, Bill Cosby.
We're not going to win a lot of money with our picks because they are older. At any point.
But you want him to finally have to go pay for what he did.
It's a good pick because actually it took me a half second to be like, wait, is he dead? Nope, he's not. Okay, so yeah, you're right. Whenever you're getting to that point, wait, did Bill Cosby die? Nope.
His last words are, it's a heart attack.